Chapter 145. Diary Entry. Wednesday, July 19, 1893. Lost 2 hours sleep during the night. Waken in morning at 4:30. I thank my Heavenly Father that I am feeling refreshed in body and in mind. I commit myself every morning to the Lord in earnest prayer that He will control my mind through the day. I plead with God that through the imparted grace of Christ, I may have every thought brought into captivity to Jesus Christ. Mail came from Melbourne today. Letters from WCW, Brother and Sister Starr, and Marion Davis, and 2 large packages of copy of manuscripts sent to the American Mail for papers and periodicals. I sent WCW 4 pages, Marion and Fanny 4 pages, Brother and Sister Starr 2.5 pages. We could not eat until this mail was sent. We would have been glad for more time, but we had it not. I am grateful I could send as much. Letter came from Brother Wilson to Sister Tuxford, which she permitted me to send to WCW. Called on Sister Israel. Met Sister Hamilton from Brennan. Visited with her a short time. I have written a letter to Leroy Nicola by lamplight this evening, in response to a humble confession sent to me 2 months since. He confesses his sin in taking the position he did in Minneapolis and holding it so long without making confession. He makes full confession, and I am rejoiced. I praise the Lord for this victory over the powers of darkness. Elder Morrison has, I understand, made a full and thorough confession publicly, and he is again a free man. I have written 4 pages of letter paper to Leroy Nicola, and then have written a stirring appeal in regard to the parable of the lost sheep. This striking representation has made altogether too little impression on the minds of God's people. They have not been doers of the work which this parable clearly defines should be done to save the straying sheep and bring them back with rejoicing to the fold.